Amen. I will not be lengthy tonight. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Darlene Rico, before service, asked me about prayer cloths. And I told her we'd be ordering some more prayer cloths. I believe in faith. And faith in a God that responds to faith. And I'll be ordering those for those that like to have some. Please see me and we'll have those probably the next couple weeks or so. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Luke 6, 36 through 38. I believe I've taught before on this scripture, this passage, but I'm going to bring it in a different way today. It's something new. Thank God for that. Luke chapter 6, 36 through 38, kind of one of the things that even when Jesus comes in the Sermon on the Mount, he begins to almost quote these words, and he says, "Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be what? Forgiven." Then he goes on to say, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured again to you." And that's what I want to talk to you tonight. You get what you give out. You really do. Turn to that person next to you and say, "You get what you give out." And that's the law that never changes. It is the law of the harvest. You get what you sow. You get what you give out. And here's the truth. If you're not happy with what you are reaping, then you must change what you're planting. You could change your harvest by changing what you sow. Because what you give out, you get back. It's really that simple. It's God's plan. It's the golden rule. Do unto others, not how they have done to you, but do unto others as what? As you would have them do unto you. Meaning, pray for those that hurt you. You can't hurt them because they hurt you. You are to do to them what you want them to do to you. So you ought to pray for those that hurt you. Bless those that curse you. I say unto you that hear me, love your enemies. Be merciful. Just as your Father is mercy. Because if you show mercy, guess what you get that comes back to you? You get mercy. You get what you throw out. So show love to all, because love will always come back to you. You get what you give out. Therefore, do not be quick to judge. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Condemn not, lest ye be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Can I just tell you, if you can't forgive, God can't forgive you. You get what you give, and you must give it out. So give the way you want to be blessed. How do I want to be blessed? Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's the kind of blessing I want. And if that's the kind of blessing I want, then I've got to give it out that way. That will run over to others. And shall men give unto your bosom? For with the same measure that ye meet, it will be measured to you again. That's the law of God. It will come back to you. You realize that? If you'll learn to give, and I'm not talking about money tonight. I'm talking about something far beyond money. I'm talking about what you need is love. And the only way you can get love is you gotta give it out. John chapter 8, 3 through 11. Let me read this. We depict this in our drama. We know the scene. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in the act of adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Where was the man? Because the law was clear that if both of them were committing sin, then both of them die. They didn't get the man because, number one, they didn't really care about the man. And they really didn't care about the woman. Bible says that they brought him there. And they said, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But notice what Jesus did. He stooped down and with his finger he wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto him, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And again he stoops down and writes on the ground. And when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, no man, Lord. Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. This woman was caught in the very act of adultery. And the scribes and the Pharisees could have cared less about her. They were after Jesus. They wanted to trip him up. They wanted to catch him at his words. And everybody joined the crowd that day. What were they screaming, Brother Adrian? Stone her! She is worthy of death. That's what we depict in our drama. Because what started out with three or four, it turned into the whole majority. And everybody was screaming, put her to death! She's a sinner. She's an adulteress. And she must be punished according to the law. Nobody, Brother Rudy, was giving out mercy. Nobody stood in her defense because they were all screaming, punish her. Tell us, Jesus, is it right for us to kill her? And the Bible says, Jesus knelt down and he began to write in the sand. In the midst of anger, in the midst of hostility, in the midst of mankind wanting justice, our Lord and Savior kneels down and begins to write in the sand. I'd always thought, I don't know about you, I always wondered, what was he writing? Even in our drama, we've asked, what's he doing? What's he writing? I always thought that perhaps he was writing mercy. Perhaps he was writing forgiveness. I don't know exactly. It could have been that from the natural eye, he was just trying to ignore the crowd by writing. You know, sometimes you don't want to talk to somebody and you'll just kind of do something else. You'll get on your phone and you're like, okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know if what he was thinking. What the natural eye would say, he's just trying to just ignore them. But I understand that you get what you give out. And you get what you sow. And all of these accusers, all of these individuals with blood in their eyes, they all wanted to be the judge, they wanted to be the jury, and they wanted to be the executioner. They were judging. They were condemning. And Jesus was writing in the sand. What was he writing, Brother Eli? What words were being written in the sand? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. You know, that's what God does. He doesn't look at the outward. He looks at the heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, we can come to church and we can get dressed up and we can look pretty and we can clap our hands and we can do all the Pentecostal calisthenics and fool a lot of people. We can run the aisles, we can dance, and people are like, they're Christians. They're praisers. But we can't see someone's heart. But the Lord does. And he knows our hearts. He knows that that's even why the Bible says that he loves a cheerful giver. He knows when you come up here and you give in the monetary value. He knows your heart. And if you're there just doing it because you want to be seen of men, well, hello, you got your reward. If you're there with an ulterior motive, now I'm only giving this because I'm banking on payday that you're going to bless me 100-fold. God loves a cheerful giver, someone that has the mentality, you know, God, you've been good to me. I don't deserve all these blessings, and I just won't give back to how you blessed me. God looks at the heart. That's why he said, I, the Lord, search the heart, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to what? The fruit of his doings. Judge not, lest ye be judged, but also you shall know them by the fruits they bear. And what kind of fruits were the accusers bearing that day? I'll tell you what they weren't bearing. There was no love in the crowd. There was no compassion in the crowd. There was no chance of forgiveness. He knew their hearts. He knew the fruits. He says, as the partridge sits on eggs and hatches them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. And a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they had forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. What was the King of Kings writing that day? I'll tell you what he was writing. He was writing all of the names that had forsaken him in the earth. He was writing the names of the people that failed to give mercy in the earth. He was writing the names of the people that failed to show love, people that failed to show compassion, people that failed to show forgiveness in the earth. He was writing those names. The people that were quick to judge, the people that were quick to forgive or condemn, he was writing their names in the earth because all of them had forsaken his laws and his statutes. He was writing their names in the sand that held the stones to kill. Because, Brother Rudy, you get what you give out. If you can't give mercy, mercy will never come back to you. If you can't give love, love will never come back to you. If you can't give out forgiveness, it'll never come back to you. That's why he said in his words, love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that mistreat and abuse you. Why? Because you get what you give out. Put down the stones. Put down the accusations. Put down the condemning nature and learn to pick up love. Because he said, this is how you'll be known as my disciples, is that you have love one to another. We've got to love one another. Matthew 22, 37 says it like this. Jesus saith unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. We know we got to love God. We know we got to come to church and get close to him. We know that. But he said, listen, the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets. If we can't love, we are not his. If we can't show kindness, if we can't show a true Christian nature, we are not his. And if we're not his, he stoops down and writes our name in the earth. All those that forsake his commandments, all those that say it's my way and the highway, I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. I don't need to go there. I don't need to be involved in this. And God says, okay, keep the stone. But your name is going to be written not in the Lamb's book of life, but your name is going to be written in the earth. What is the ground? It's a cursed ground. God, help me to love. Help me not talk about it. Help me live it. If all we do, Sister Lupita, sing our songs and come together and thank God for that, but if all we do is act the part in here and not out there, we are not his. I've seen a lot of phony Christians that call themselves Christians. holy and righteous and meek and humble. Well, I go to Abundant Life Center and I sit on the third pew and I, it is all I. There was five eyes that Lucifer got sent down from his lofty position because he thought it was all about him. If we're ever going to be what God has called us to be, we've got to be a people of love. We've got to be a people of mercy and a people of compassion. And I pray, God, help me. Help me to love people. Help me to slow down in the throes of life. Sometimes I get in what I call, my wife calls, a work mode, and I just get so just bogged down with what I'm doing. Sometimes I don't notice what's around. And I pray, God, help me to get out of work mode and help me get my spiritual eyes open and help me help others. Help me give out what you have given to me. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So the question of the hour tonight is this: where's your name going to be written? Will it be in the Lamb's Book of Life or written in the earth? God, I know I don't deserve it. I know I've made mistake after mistake, but God, I'm praying you'd help me. Help me learn to understand that in me dwells no good thing. But God, if you can get a hold of me, let me learn to love the way you love me. Let me learn to show mercy the way you've showed mercy to me. I'm telling you, the reason why people are so quick to judge and so quick to pinpoint everybody's flaws and so quick to condemn, it's because they haven't spent much time with him lately. And if you're feeling like you're always judging others and they're not measuring up, you better take a trip back to Calvary and say, God, help me. Because I remember that there was a day that I didn't always talk right and live right and act right. This has got to be more than it's something we do on Wednesdays and Sundays and revivals. This has got to be a lifestyle. Help me to love. Help me to give the way. Well, would you raise your hands right now? Would you raise your voice right now? And could you pray, God, help me to see the way you see. Help me, God, to love the way you love. Help me, God, to give the way you give. You get what you give out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Alex, would you come? I feel the presence of God here tonight. I feel his touch tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to be more. I want to be more in tune with him, more in tune with the Spirit, because there's people that are dependent on me to truly live this life. I've got friends, I've got co-workers, I've got family that really need this, and I'm the only Jesus that they'll ever see. Therefore, I can't be quick to judge. I can't be quick to condemn. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. For if you love only those that love you, what reward have you? For even sinners do the same. God, help me to love those that have hurt me. Help me learn to pray for those that have talked against me, said things about me. Let me learn to forgive. Help me, God, to bless those. Help me pray for my enemies. Come on, would you lift up your voice right now? The closer you get to Jesus, it's not running the aisles, it's not dancing, it's not shouting, but the closer you get to Him is when you offer forgiveness for those that have hurt you, for those that have talked against you. Don't let Him write your name in the sand, but let Him write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on, let Him look at your life and let Him say those wonderful words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter in." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Help us, God, to get it inside. Search our hearts. Search our spirits, God. God, we want to please You. We want to live for You. Let us be a light to this world. Hallelujah. You get what you give out. If you're in need of mercy, you ought to start giving out mercy. If you're in need of love, you ought to start giving out love. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Help us, God, to become what You've called us to be. Jesus' name. We've got a world. We've got a world that's hungry. We've got a world that's thirsty to drink from Your waters, God. Help us to give it out, God. Help us to give it out, God. A kind word, a loving action. I love You today, God. I love You today. Hallelujah. Search my heart, God. Search my spirit, God. Help me, God. I've been quick, God, to pinpoint others' flaws and others' shortcomings in life. Help me, God, to look in the mirror and see my own reflection. I'm in need of Your love. And I'm in need of Your mercy. And I've got to give that out, God. Jesus' name. Oh, I love You. I love You, Lord. It's not my own. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I love You, Jesus. I love You, Jesus. I give it to You, God. I give it to You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when people look at us, they look at us not when things are going well, not when the blessings are, the prosperity and they don't look, they watch us in adversity. They watch us when we get a bad day and we get stressed out. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You just, that's when they watch us, because they wanted to see how you're going to react to adversity, react to trial, react to difficult situations. We can't control what comes, but we can control how we react. And if we could say, you know, God, I don't understand why I lost this and lost that, and I don't understand the trial, but though You slay me, yet will I trust in You. And it's in those moments that your family and friends watch you And if you could turn it around by love, and they could say, you know what, there's something different about you. I tell you what's different is the name's not written there, but the name is written up there. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to keep my name in the book. I want you to like me. I want you to love me. I want to break bread and have a great time together with you. But I would sacrifice all that to make sure we're good. Because if we're good, we can be good. But if we're not good, things start to fall and crumble. That's why he said in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Doing the right thing. What's the right thing? Loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and loving your neighbor. If we can do that, if we can love, then we become what this church is really all about. Loving people and serving our world. I've had many people that have come in to the sanctuary and they say, Pastor, I've never felt so much love before. This ain't made up love. This is, I'm telling you, God's blessing, favor, and anointing dwells where there is love. And the moment we lock it up and think we're all that in a bag of chips is the moment our name gets transitioned from there to here. I don't want it there. I want it there. And I pray for your people tonight. I pray, God, that you'd plant it deep down inside their spirits. God, that they'd understand the law of the harvest. That what they sow, they will reap. Then I pray, God, for blessings on them. I pray for anointing and favor. God, that they could begin to go out to the highways and the byways. They could talk with friends and family and neighbors and co-workers. And God, you would compel them to love one another, therefore showing you real in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands unto the Lord today. You get what you give. So give it out. Amen. Find two or three people, love on somebody. God bless you. Those that like to see what Bishop has as far as